Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, crypto recaptures $1 trillion market cap as Bitcoin hits $22,000 and Ethereum is gigamooning, approaching 1,500. As I shared here, good morning crypto, nice gains on the day with Bitcoin back above 22K and Ethereum approaching 1,500 and we back above the $1 trillion market cap. Let's go. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Vendepop, not expecting continuation on Bitcoin at this point as we're facing the 200-week moving average and range resistance, slight consolidation would trigger continuation and break above 22,600, which is the 200-week moving average, and would activate massive longs towards 28K. Good times. And quoting Income Sharks, Bitcoin without the 74% drops, we wouldn't get the 289% pumps back to all-time highs. Volatility works in both directions. It's what makes crypto so exciting and profitable. Also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. Also in today's show, Ethereum price breaks out and hits two-month high versus Bitcoin, but is the rally sustainable? Quoting altcoin Sherpa, ETH slash Bitcoin, this is a weird chart, super strong in the short term, but I'm guessing that this rally will be unsustainable. And quoting Vendepop, with the potential of the CME gap beneath us and Bitcoin swimming around the previous CME gap, I won't be surprised with a fake out move and retest lower for Ethereum, looking to get into longs around the $1,250 to $1,280 region. And breaking news, Paraguay's crypto framework one step away from becoming law. That's right. As well as in Paraguay, Bitcoin and crypto companies are exempt from paying value-added tax in the newly approved bill. Also in today's show, crypto winter has 250 days left if the market cycle repeats, according to Grayscale Analytics. Also in today's show, top crypto analysts forecast a huge Bitcoin rally and details the most likely scenario for Bitcoin in the coming months. As Crypto Callio shares here, the more I watch this play out, the more I think the bottom is in. I still believe that the most likely outcome is a range between $20,000 and $30,000 through at least the next several months. So while a bounce from here might take us to around $30,000, I don't see it as anything to get overexcited about quite yet. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the comments below. Bye-bye late Monday blues and hello bullish news. The crypto market cap has retaken that critical $1 trillion level. Let's go. And the crypto market cap is now almost as valuable as all the silver on the planet. Now, a price pump for Bitcoin brought the world's most decentralized crypto into the $22,500 range, while Ethereum enjoyed a nice double-digit giga pump to kiss the $1,500 mark. Now, their combined efforts have culminated in a 4.8% pump to the entire crypto market, lifting it to a recent high of $1.02 trillion. Now, Bitcoin reclaimed the meme-worthy target of $420 billion in market cap. Happy 420, while Ethereum is sitting pretty at a total market cap of $180 billion, having added more than $20 billion in the past 24 hours. And as per this graph you can see on your screen, the last time the crypto market crossed the $1 trillion level was all the way back on June 13th. And a reminder on market capitalizations, in the case of Bitcoin and most mined cryptocurrencies, the market cap refers to the total value of all mined coins. For example, in Bitcoin, multiply the total number of Bitcoin mined since January 3rd, 2009 by the current price per Bitcoin, circa $22,000. The $1 trillion mark was welcome news to crypto advocates on Twitter, quoting Don Alt here. So now that Bitcoin is up and ETH is giga mooning, at what price level would a new bull market be confirmed for you guys? Now, indeed, the beaten down market is eager to bask in this bullish news, given that the fear and greed index has sat at extreme fear for the longest time in its history, and we're currently back at a 20 out of 100, but still in extreme fear. Now, nonetheless, before reaching for the champagne, spare a thought for the previous crypto market cap all-time high. It tipped the $3 trillion mark in quarter four of 2021, meaning $2 trillion since then has been lost. Now, the crypto market cap reached the same value as Apple's stock in April 2021 before surpassing $3 trillion. However, Apple is currently valued at $2.4 trillion, while crypto sits at just above $1 trillion. And consequently, there are some ways to go for crypto to match one of the world's biggest and certainly amongst the most well-known companies in the world. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Mandepop, not expecting a continuation on Bitcoin at this point as we're facing the 200-week moving average and range resistance, slight consolidation would trigger continuation and break above 22,600, which is the 200-week moving average, and would activate massive longs towards 28K. Good times. And quoting Income Sharks, Bitcoin without the 74% drops, we wouldn't get the 289% pumps back to all-time highs. Volatility works in both directions at what makes crypto so exciting and profitable. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, he updates us here. In the bear market of 2014, 2015, and 2018, 2019, realized price was above the 200-week moving average, and the bull market did not start until realized price and 200-week moving average touched. Now, realized price and 200-week moving average already touched at 22K. For the next bull market, we need Bitcoin above realized price and the 200-week moving average. And he further clarifies here, Bitcoin 22,300 back above the 200-week moving average and realized price. If this holds until July's close, it would not surprise me if we complete the upside BART pattern back to 30,000 before September close and then back to business from there. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. And before I break down next way of the day, Ethereum price breaks out and hits a 2-month high versus Bitcoin. But is this rally sustainable? But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, all the major cryptos are still pumping and in the green with Bitcoin up 4.5% for the day, trading just above $22,200. We have Ether up over 9.5%, fast approaching that $1,500 resistance as Cardano, Solana, Polkadot, Avalanche, and Binance Coin all breaking out and in the green. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum's native token Ether has successfully avoided a bearish technical setup to reach 2-month highs against the king crypto. The ETH slash Bitcoin pair invalidated its prevailing bear flag pattern after Ethereum developers announced this July 14th that their long-awaited switch to proof of stake called the merge will most likely occur in September. I think their tentative date is September 18th. Or the 19th, if I'm not mistaken. Now, ETH slash Bitcoin has rallied by more than 22% since the announcement, reaching 0.067, its highest level since May 25th. And furthermore, the pair sharp upside move has pushed its net retracement gains to 37% when measured from June 13th's local bottom, a 0.049, which you can see here in this chart. Now, strong fundamentals led by the merge launch could have ETH slash Bitcoin pursue a run towards the 0.072 to 0.076 area. This range was instrumental as resistance in January and March, May. Therefore, it should serve as the next upside target for the Ether bulls. But there is a catch. Notably, ETH slash BTC has been showing signs of a weakening upside momentum near what appears to be a strong resistance confluence. That includes a falling trendline resistance, a Fibonacci retracement line, and support turn resistance area, as shown here in this chart. And in addition, ETH slash Bitcoin's daily relative strength index, a momentum oscillator indicator, has also crossed into so-called overbought territory, suggesting elevated risks of a sell-off. An independent market analyst, Altcoin Sherpa, cited a similar technical setup this July 18th, noting that the ongoing ETH slash Bitcoin rally could be unsustainable. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, ETH slash Bitcoin, this is a weird chart, super strong in the short term, but I am guessing that this rally will be unsustainable. Really conflicting thoughts for this being the bottom. And quoting crypto analyst Mikhail Mandepop, with a potential of the CME gap beneath us and Bitcoin swimming around the previous CME gap, I won't be surprised with a fake out move and retest lower for Ethereum, looking to get into longs around the $1,250 to $1,280 region. So there you have it. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum and how many of you are bearish on the the second largest crypto by market cap? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next breaking story of the day, Paraguay's crypto framework is one step away from becoming law. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting above that $1 trillion milestone with over $81 billion in volume. In the past 24 hours, the current Bitcoin dominance is 41.7%, with the Ether dominance at 17.7%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers in the past 24 hours, we have ApeCoin leading the pack, up almost 21%, trading at $6, followed by Theta Fuel, up 20.5%, trading above 6.3 cents, and Ethereum Classic, up 17.7%, trading at $22.47. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the past week, you can see a sea of green, which I love to see, with Lido leading the pack, up a whopping 150%. We have Matic, up 63.7%, and Ethereum Classic, up almost 55%. And checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 20 out of 100 in extreme fear. And this is the longest ever we have been stuck in extreme fear in Bitcoin history. Yesterday was extreme fear at a 24, last week a 22, and last month a low of a 6 in extreme fear. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. The Paraguayan Senate passed a bill on Thursday establishing a tax and regulatory framework for businesses operating in the cryptocurrency and crypto mining sectors. The bill introduced last July by Senator Fernando Silva and passed in Congress in May before reaching the Senate calls for the formation of the Ministry of Industry and Commerce to oversee crypto industry service providers. The bill is now one step away from being ratified as law by President Mario Benitez. A notice from Congress in May stated that the bill pertains specifically to crypto mining, commercialization, intermediation, exchange, transfer, custody, and/or administration of crypto assets or instruments that allow control over crypto assets. And local news outlet ABC reported on Thursday that companies that operate in the crypto industry would be treated the same as those dealing with securities for tax purposes, and as a result, they will be exempted by the Undersecretary of State for Taxation from paying a value-added tax, better known as VAT, but will be included in the income tax regime. As pointed out here on crypto Twitter, Paraguay, Bitcoin and crypto companies exempt from paying value-added tax in the newly approved bill. The bill reportedly considers how crypto miners should interact with local power suppliers. Prospecting mining operations will be required to report their energy consumption schedule to the National Electricity Administration, Paraguay's national electricity regime. If miners are found to be consuming more electricity than planned, they'll cut off the electricity supply. And while the bill stipulates that energy costs for miners will be subsidized, they will pay a rate of 15% higher than other industries. And according to reports, Senator Fassetti said that the modification made to the bill over the last year improved the original project. And detractors to the bill, such as Senator Enrique Bacheta, reportedly stated that while regulating the crypto industry would lead to greater profits, he questioned whether it would actually create jobs for his fellow citizens. And also Senator Martinez second Senator Bacheta's concerns, claiming that the energy consumption rate from miners far outpaces the number of jobs they would create. Now, in my personal opinion, this is nothing more than FUD. Now, this makes Paraguay the latest Latin American nation to take a leap forward in crypto adoption and regulation. El Salvador adopted Bitcoin as legal currency in 2021, and the governments of Brazil, Argentina, and Panama are all working on their own crypto legislation. So there you have it, mass adoption, let's freaking go, as the Bitcoin game theory is in full effect. And before I break down next story of the day, crypto winter has 250 days left if the market cycle repeats, according to Grayscale Analytics, as well as top crypto analysts forecast huge Bitcoin rally and details most likely scenario for BTC in the coming months. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1200 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. It also helps support the show with the YouTube algorithm tremendously, especially when you comment right down below. Also, you can find us on all the major podcasts and platforms from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes, and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can find me all across social media, from Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, Instagram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to plug in and follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Grayscale Investments' latest insight report provides interesting food for thought, pinning the start of the current bear market in June 2022, which could last another 250 days if previous market cycles are to repeat themselves. Now, Grayscale notes that cryptocurrency markets mimic their conventional counterparts with cyclical movements. Bitcoin market cycles conventionally last 4 years or approximately 1,275 days. The firm defines a cycle when the realized price of Bitcoin moves below the current market price, and realized price is determined by the sum of all assets at their purchase price divided by the assets market cap. This gives a measure of how many positions are profitable, if at all. Now, June 13th saw the realized price of Bitcoin cross below market price, which Grayscale identifies as the start of the current bear market. The firm believes that this presents a prime investment opportunity, which is set to last another 250 days from July if the duration of the previous cycles repeat itself. And retracing history, Grayscale highlights the 2012-2015 market cycle with events like the rise and the fall of the dark web marketplace, Silk Road, and the infamous Mt. Gox debacle, which led to the first major bear market. The development of Ethereum, major exchanges, and wallet providers led to a gradual climb for the next highs in the market. In 2016 to 2019 will be remembered for the boom of ICOs made possible by Ethereum. Now, much of the capital that flowed into the crypto ecosystem in late 2017 exited the following year as the second major bear market began, and the 2020 market cycle will be remembered as a story of leverage. Grayscale notes that investors were enticed to leverage trade with increased government spending during the COVID pandemic, and a positive funding rate lasted for 6 months, with many traders leveraging positions with cryptocurrency as collateral. When crypto prices dipped, traders were forced to sell, which triggered a cascade of liquidations, seeing Bitcoin price drop from the November 2021 peak of around $69,000 to $29,000 in June 2021. Again, leverage hurt the markets a year later, but DeFi's major decentralized finance players faulted after attracting massive investment with attractive yields. The rest is history as the collapse of the U.S. Terra stablecoin UST engulfed the ecosystem and over-leveraged traders and positions were liquidated across various CeFi platforms, which exasperated market sell-offs and sunk major capital lending firms in the space such as Celsius and Three Arrows Capital. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding crypto winter lasting another 250 days? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A popular crypto strategist is predicting a surge in price for Bitcoin as he maps out Bitcoin's possible trading range over the next few months. Synonymous analyst Callio tells his over 500,000 Twitter followers that a strong Bitcoin rally is imminent as he tweets here, "Bitcoin, the more I watch this play out, the more I think the bottom is in." Now, Callio's chart predicts a huge Bitcoin bounce to around $28,000 in the short term prior to another leg down below $20,000, which would then be followed by a grind up to $30,000. Now, the crypto strategist says that this ranging environment is the most likely scenario for Bitcoin in the coming months. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, "I still believe the most likely outcome is a range between $20,000 and $30,000 through at least the next several months. So while a bounce from here might take us to around $30,000, I don't see it as anything to get overexcited about quite yet." And the analyst also says that even if Bitcoin bulls are able to ignite a relief rally, he warns traders that the surge won't likely be the start of a new bull market, as he shares here in the further comments. "Even if we do get lucky and see a fill back down to 17,000 one more time, the upside from here is so much greater than the downside. It's really not worth being greedy for a fractionally lower entry. Even though the next leg up we'll see about this $20,000 mini range we're stuck in won't necessarily signal the shift to momentum for a sustainable new bull market, it'll provide some much necessary relief from the months of bearish PA that we have seen recently. Hope is fun, but don't let it evolve into greed and completely consume you. Be patient, keep stacking, survive the crab, and be a king in 2024, 2025. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: crypto recaptures the $1 trillion market cap as Bitcoin hits 22,000 and Ethereum is giga mooning. That's right, Ethereum price breaks out hitting a 2-month high versus Bitcoin, but is the rally sustainable? We also discussed breaking news: Paraguay's crypto framework one step away from becoming law, as well as crypto winter has 250 days left if the market cycle repeats, according to Grayscale Analytics, as well as top crypto analysts forecast huge Bitcoin rally to $30,000 and details most likely scenario for Bitcoin in the coming months. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Leah Jude wrote, "I'm loving this pump. We got this. Gotta love it. Cheers, fam. Thanks for tuning in, Leah, and for your continued support." HODL. Our next featured comment comes from Digital Gravity, Neo to Morpheus. "What are you trying to tell me? I can sell my Bitcoins for millions one day?" Morpheus to Neo: "No, Neo. I'm trying to tell you that when you're ready, you won't have to exit fiat Enter Bitcoin. Brilliant. Well said, fam. One love. And our third and final featured comment comes from Anthony Robertson. At any point, have you suggested anyone to consider using the exchange Celsius? It is in your best interest to answer this question accurately. Nope. Proud to say it. I never recommended or promoted Celsius to anyone ever. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below.